Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood financial guide. Welcome back to Retire Early Mindset, where we're all about ditching the 9-to-5 grind and living life on our own terms. Today's episode is for anyone who's ever felt that nagging feeling of, I should be doing something with my finances, but then promptly drifted off to scroll through cat memes instead. Yeah, we've all been there. I'm talking about procrastination, that sneaky beast that loves to hold us back from achieving our financial goals. Ever feel like you're stuck in a cycle of starting strong, losing motivation halfway through, and ending up right back where you began? Well, fret no more. We're diving deep into how to conquer procrastination and finally take control of your finances. Alright, let's get real for a minute. Financial independence isn't just about the money, it's about freedom, freedom to choose what you do, when you do it, and with whom. But if we keep letting procrastination hijack our dreams, that freedom feels more like an unattainable fantasy than a reality. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you smash through those procrastination barriers and reclaim your financial power. First up, recognize the culprits. Procrastination isn't just about laziness. It's often fueled by fear of failure, fear of making mistakes, or even fear of success. Those feelings can be paralyzing. But remember, every successful entrepreneur, every millionaire you admire started with a leap of faith and probably tripped and stumbled along the way. Embrace those imperfections, they're part of the journey. Next, break it down. You know that mountain of financial tasks looming over your head? Instead of staring at it like Mount Everest, break it into smaller, manageable chunks. Think of it like assembling a Lego masterpiece. One brick at a time, you'll have your vision come to life. Start with something small, maybe creating a budget, researching investment options, or simply scheduling a meeting with a financial advisor. Thirdly, find your groove. We all work differently. Some people thrive on structure, while others need flexibility. Figure out what works best for you and create a system that supports your unique style. Maybe it's setting specific times for tackling financial tasks, finding an accountability buddy, or even incorporating fun rewards into your progress. Hey, who doesn't love celebrating milestones? Now, let's talk about staying motivated. Remember why you started this journey in the first place. Visualize yourself living that dream life, early retirement, traveling the world, pursuing passions without financial constraints. Keep those goals front and center to remind yourself of what you're working towards. Lastly, don't be afraid to ask for help. There are tons of resources out there, books, podcasts, online communities, and even financial professionals who can guide you every step of the way. Remember, you don't have to go it alone. Let me paint a picture. Sarah, a bright young professional, had always dreamed of starting her own bakery but felt overwhelmed by the thought of managing finances, loans, and inventory. She'd spend hours scrolling through recipes instead of tackling those practical tasks. Sound familiar? One day, she decided to take charge. She started small, researching business plans and budgeting tools online. Then, she joined a local entrepreneurship group where she found support and shared her fears with others. Slowly but surely, Sarah's confidence grew, and she finally took the leap, opening her bakery, a dream made possible by overcoming procrastination. All right, let's recap. Overcoming procrastination isn't about becoming superhuman. It's about recognizing your fears, breaking tasks down into manageable pieces, finding your groove, staying motivated, and not being afraid to ask for help. Remember, financial independence is within reach, one step at a time. Now go out there and take control. Ready to level up? Share this episode with a friend who could use some financial motivation. Leave a review on your favorite podcast platform and let me know what your biggest procrastination hurdle is. I'm always here to cheer you on as you build the life of your dreams. Until next time, keep crushing those goals and remember, retirement isn't just a date, it's a mindset.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.